Here is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 0% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. The Albany Times-Union reports that former Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, will not attempt a rematch with Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck. Faso said he was not entering the 2020 election with a statement to the Albany Bureau of the USA Today Network. Quote, family and professional obligations will make it impossible for me to wage another campaign, especially since such efforts would have to begin almost immediately, unquote, Faso said. Delgado beat Faso 51% to 46% in 2018 after Faso beat Democrat Zephyr Teachout in 2016. On May 16th, both Delgado and Tonko voted for the lowering prescription drug costs and reversing changes to the Affordable Care Act, which passed on party lines 234 to 183 and has little chance of seeing a vote in the Senate. Likewise, on May 15th, both Tonko and Delgado voted for reaffirming the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe Reservation in Massachusetts, which passed 275 to 146. Dan Friedman in the Albany Times-Union reports that on May 15th, Emily Marp spoke before a congressional committee about moving to Petersburg in Rensselaer County, and soon after hearing from the health department that poison in the form of the chemical PFOA had been found in the local drinking water. Quote, you guys better stop brushing your teeth, unquote, with tap water, Marp says a health department official told her. Marp met with both Tonko and Delgado before speaking at the hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change, which is chaired by Tonko. Quote, we cannot wait for EPA to act, unquote, Tonko said. Quote, Congress needs to be actively involved to ensure the protection of Americans' health. Last week, Delgado also sponsored a bill requiring public reporting of PFAS releases via the EPA's Toxic Release Inventory. Delgado spoke on the House floor last week about infrastructure spending.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to recognize Infrastructure Week and call attention to the urgent need for investment in rural areas like mine in upstate New York. As an example, every time I'm home in my district, I hear from folks about the need to invest in infrastructure to help our family farmers succeed. When farmers drive their livestock or dairy products down to New York City or the immediately surrounding areas, they need bridges and roads they can rely on, structures that can carry product without potholes or fear of collapse. But infrastructure does not just mean bridges, roads, and seaports. It means access to markets through high-speed internet. Astoundingly, 25 million Americans lack rural broadband. This means 25 million Americans who own small businesses, operate small farms, want to apply for college online or do homework or access life-saving medicine cannot because they lack internet access. This week, I was proud to launch with the leadership of Whip Clyburn a task force on rural broadband. I am ready to partner with folks on both sides of the aisle to address the need to rebuild our infrastructure and access broadband both in upstate New York and across the country. Let's get this done.
That was Representative Antonio Delgado speaking on the House floor last week. Delgado gave the commencement address at his alma mater, Colgate University, May 19th. He discussed attack advertisements used against him in his congressional campaign last fall. Quote, there was this belief by the authors of those attacks that my time as a hip-hop artist could be used to turn me into a thug with anti-American views. The line of attack played on ugly stereotypes and degrading notions of black masculinity. Participants in the ads would say things like, my voice could not be their voice, or I wasn't like the people of upstate New York. And yet I'm as upstate as anyone can be, born and raised in Schenectady, unquote, Delgado said. Last week, Delgado announced the winner of the Congressional Art Competition from New York's 19th Congressional District, and that is Ichabod Crane High School student Grayson Van Vorst. Neither Tonko nor Delgado listed any local events on their website last week or next week. Tonko never lists any events, and Delgado only lists events his staff organizes, not just events he attends. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report for New York 19 and New York 20th Congressional Districts and Representative Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.